May not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
That's what Louis was saying, bamboozle. What the hell happened to you? I'm here with Chad I. Ginsburg, Louis, and the Sea Otter, a.k.a. Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hey.
So you went to Bamboozle.
Yeah.
First of all, who'd you see?
I did see Lil Wayne, Alkaline Trio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was real nice. Saw them after they were at your house, right?
That's fucking awesome.
It's fucking awesome, dude. And the best part was after Bamboozle, my buddy took me to my first Asian massage parlor.
Ooh. In where? Newark, New Jersey?
Your first.
Sounds like you'll be back.
Yeah. Well, not to that one, but it was in New York City.
So apparently, there's a massage parlor open at 5 o'clock in the morning, and was she naked?
No.
But she had lingerie on, kind of, right?
It had to have been a scam because... They were open at 5 a.m. and it was after, you know, bars close at 4.
And you didn't even get whacked off. You had to whack yourself off.
Yeah.
But she goes,
rip off.
I can't do it because if they find out, I might get fired. Well, you're forgetting the main objective, lady. No one's going to know.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Can you slow it down, slow the story down? Well, you go to an Asian massage parlor because what? You're horny and there's no girl.
Well, Asian massage parlor means that you get a happy ending.
Yeah, I'm with a buddy
just because they're Asian? I don't get it.
It's like a code word. Like, if it says Asian massage parlor, that usually means you get a happy ending.
Are they usually Asian, though?
It's just what they call
everybody's
it.
Asian.
Because you can't say, like...
Each day as you get older.
You can't say happy ending massage parlor.
Right.
Like, you gotta call it something so
right.
people that are in the know
and
know.
There's, like, hot chicks at the desk of this one. It was, like, sort of near Times Square. So I think they're reeling in drunk dudes after the bars
closed. So you were wasted?
Yeah, big time.
and so is his buddy.
And I'm with my buddy who is, like... the most trouble ever when he's drunk. He tried to rip off the cab driver on the way there.
Uh-huh.
He wants me to... He's like, just... he's telling me to just run from the cab. I had to pay him Canadian because I just got back.
You paid...
I had to give him Canadian.
In New Jersey, you paid a guy, a taxi driver, in Canadian money.
Man. How do you feel about
you know
that?
How mad...
He
would
furious.
Be to go to the fucking.
It's not like,
he's got to go to the fucking airport to the currency
right.
exchange place
it's
to,
not
to
like
exchange
Canada.
40 fucking asshole dollars. You're an asshole.
He was furious. No, I'm a nice guy because my buddy was trying to run, so he ran and I told him all I had was Canadian. I gave him that.
so Louis's getting a massage, and he hears his buddy come out the other end, and he goes. What the fuck? You don't even whack somebody off at 5 in the morning? What kind of fucking asshole place is this? This place fucking sucks.
And he's naked. He's walking around
he's naked.
Oh,
this place fucking sucks.
This is a lot of jumping around. What I remember Louis telling me is he went in there. He wasn't sure if it was a real massage parlor that he'd get whacked off at.
Mm.
He laid on his stomach first, right?
Yep.
And you thought that she would...
I figured I
had to bathe yourself first.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to all get a shower ourselves.
Yeah.
And
together.
Yeah, well
that means that you have to be clean because they're going to whack you off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you're coming in.
So, I lay down and I figure, all right, when do I initiate this? Do I turn around with a boner?
Right.
So that's what I did. I got a boner and I turned around, made sure it wasn't covered by the towel. And she kind of giggled. She's like, "Oh no, I can't do that." And I was like, come on. I was super drunk. Like,
Finbar, throw on a headset. This is Finbar from Australia.
Yeah, Finbar.
I need your opinion on this.
Yeah. Any opinion? Yeah, go.
So, Louis goes to a massage parlor in Newark, New Jersey.
New York City.
Yeah, New York City. An Asian massage parlor. It's 5 a.m. If they're open at 5 a.m., doesn't that mean you're going to get a happy ending?
24/7.
24/7, mate.
Yeah.
It's not 7-Eleven. It's 24/7.
Yeah.
So his buddy, him and his buddy go to this Asian massage parlor all wasted at 5 in the morning, and he's getting a massage, and he just hears his buddy come out like, What the fuck? This place fucking sucks. You don't even get whacked off. It's open at 5 in the morning. What's wrong with you fucking people?
He got the cheap one. He got the kiddie meal.
And he's naked while he's doing it. Dude, anybody bummed. Angry naked? It's always hysterical.
Yeah.
How can you take somebody seriously? Louis, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah,
and I'm naked.
It was a hard dick.
The question is, did you get a happy ending?
No, I did.
You didn't get one either.
I had to jerk myself off.
Well, were the chicks at least naked?
Well, like, how much good about it? Hang on, how much did you pay?
He paid because my birthday is coming up.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
She said. She said that she's not allowed to whack him off because if the boss finds out, then she'll get fired. How is he going to find out? It's a closed fucking...
But he whacked himself off in front of her.
Yes.
Yeah. It sounds...
So that makes it right?
That's still sex. Oh,
either way, cum's landing all over the sheets.
You know what? I started to jerk myself off. Like, I just had my hand on my dick because I thought that's what I'm supposed to do. Like, let her know that I want something done. And she handed me, like, the lube.
That's nice.
She gave me the lube thing and basically told me to jerk myself off.
Weird.
So how's she going to get in trouble if she does it for you?
I don't know, man.
Mate, I reckon your mate that told you that he paid, he didn't pay shit.
No, I watched him.
I declare shenanigans, dude.
We had to pay first,
or
too.
He's gay.
Maybe she expected you to hand her extra cash for that.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
You did something wrong, Lou.
Yeah, you gotta talk to the dudes who walk the streets.
I looked it up. I did.
Or you were just too wasted. They knew that they didn't have to do nothing because they already got your money in.
Would they remember you if you went back for a refund?
And you probably stunk like booze.
The thing is, I don't really care. Like,
you had booze coming out your pores.
I thought it was funny, so I had a good time. My buddy was mad because he wanted to show me my first fucking good experience, but I guess the place that he usually
But he did
goes
show you first good experience.
That's what he gets for ripping off the cab driver.
Too much.
And then
booze.
You paying him in fucking Canadian money. In New York City, Canadian money, cab driver was fucking furious. Yeah.
Too much booze.
I like these buttons.
Get it? Too much booze?
You're simple.
Oh yeah, that was good though. That sound. It was a joke with sound though.
Simplistic.
So where can you get a real Asian massage?
Is that Asia?
I could tell you.
Asia.
There's two places in Westchester. One's on Route 5 Points Road. It says Westchester Therapy.
Not anymore.
And the other one is Asian Spa on Route 30.
Right, I know they've
lost one
fairly recently.
Do I want it? Do I even want one?
If you want one.
If you can't get
fucked. Are they clean about it?
Yeah, they're clean about it.
See, those situations are too awkward for me.
And it all depends. See.
Have you done it, Bam?
I did it actually in Australia.
There you go.
Really?
A long time ago when I was 20.
Sounds like a decent place.
Oh, mate, they're big on it there. Like, it's part of your sort of, you can sometimes get it as part of your paycheck. It's just like, especially when you work in the mines. Like part of your, it's part of your gig.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like your weekend thing.
Yeah.
Would you like a happy ending? Yeah.
Oh, why not?
Absolutely. I want a goddamn happy ending. No, I don't want a happy ending. I think every massage place should have happy endings.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the rest of it's just a tease.
True.
One big dick tease.
At least not Reiki.
She was like doing the tease too. She was rubbing right in here in my inner thighs.
Hey, play that Haggard clip with Ellis in it. Sounds like Finbar.
Okay. And then we'll play a song by them.
Yeah.
News about Nark here. What about?
This guy sounds just like.
Really?
What about him? Well, the new album's out. I already.
Bullshit!
That shit ain't coming out for fucking 2 weeks.
I said my ears have heard it already. I went to Record Bay in town.
What's the title track?
Well, my favorite title track is Handicap. Hands up. Woo woo. You could have heard it tonight, but they already fucking closed. Would have. You guys got the new Narkill CD?
Yeah, of course we got Narkill, you moron. They fucking rule.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think they
fucking rule, mate.
Suck. Woo-doo-doo-doo.
Well, obviously, you're a freaking P-brain, man, because they are the ultimate band, and if you say one more thing, I'll pull your fucking face off.
Oh, yeah, you think so? Well, let me tell you this, motherfucker. I heard them, and I heard the new single. Beat off to the tune of my drum, and I'll come in your back door and in your ass. I'll be right in there. Look at my heavy metal hair. I'll be swinging it fast.
Dude, bring your fucking long hair face down here so I can pull it off. You're a dead man.
I'll be right in, motherfucker. Gotta
get it. That's my brother.
All right, this is Narkill, Pantyhose Porn Shop.
I got to cue this over, dude. Your CD player is not playing.
Well, I don't know.
So why don't we do
it? I can't help it. I can't fix it. So now you know.
Finn Burke can do an Ellis impersonation.
Ellis impersonation. You fucking wanker.
I'll pull your fucking face off.
I hear
am I bush pig?
I hear English and Australian with you, though.
Well, I could do, like, from London, you know what I mean? So, fuck it, it's out as McGrath's, mate. You know, Maggie Thatcher. Because I was like born in England, you know what I mean?
But you spent time in Australia.
Spent time in Australia, like, yeah. A lot of criminals.
Yeah. He's from there, you fuckwit.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I impersonate fucking Australia.
Yo, Cleveland, what's your most recent Twitter update?
Yeah, let's look.
I tweeted that I didn't... Well, you tweeted, tried
I forgot
to say...
your Twitter
no,
update.
No, I think you should look.
What's your Twitter handle? What's your handle?
Wait, you did it?
Go get your phone.
It's retro Twitter.
Go get your phone.
Left yourself logged in, did you? Everybody, Cleveland took a shit.
Who twits that they took a fucking shit?
You guys
on
put
Twitter.
It on there. For everyone's information, Louis put that on my Twitter. It wasn't me. Fuck you.
Oh, left your man, phone he's laying so around. Embarrassed.
Well, find your phone. You leave it laying around.
I think it's a funny tweet.
Look how embarrassed he is. Look at his bashful cheeks right now.
Bam, your Narkill CD is not playing.
Yes, it is. It's going to have to.
I mean, I could stop and try it again.
Don't you have it on your laptop?
It's the sound of silence.
Yeah.
On your laptop?
Beautiful.
No, I don't, dude.
I love that bit.
No,
I thought they were L-A-B, laptops, man. For the longest time.
Laptops.
I don't listen to CKY.
Picture like a scientist in the lab, like a nerdy right, dude on his computer. Like,
what
laptop.
Is it?
Riverboat Gamblers, track one. Dis, kiss, kiss, kiss.
Let's just listen to see if this plays.
You better fucking play. It's a brand new CD.
Hip Hop Parade.
All right, here we go.
This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Why don't you read it, Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Go ahead.
What, you got the cheap phone? Why isn't it going on? What does it say?
I can't believe you wrote that.
What does it say?
Taking a shit. Like, I'm going to sit there while I'm shitting and write, taking a shit.
Just took a shit. Who twits, I just took a shit?
Nobody, you fucking asshole. Louis took
I had to. You left your phone.
All your game is blown, dude. Your tweet game
I'm
is
getting
blown.
All the, I'm getting all these mentions like, hope you wiped good. Like, from all these people.
You're not going to get any twussy.
Hope you wiped.
I should have wrote at Bam's taking a shit.
That's more like it. That's more like
taking a
he
shit.
Probably would have left it.
Taking a shit at Bam Margera's.
Cleveland writes, my long lost roommate is coming back. You can't wait to see him.
I didn't write it like that.
Roommate. Like it's a goddamn college.
I didn't even
apartment.
Write it like that.
Landlord.
You'd been gone for 2 weeks, and I was like,
roommate.
Going to. What did I write?
This is my house. We're not roommates.
Well, what do you want to call me?
Well, it's certainly not a roommate. It sounds like I'm at a college fucking dorm.
He's like your landlord.
Hey, Bam, do you think Cleveland minds if I grab a soda?
You know what? From now on, I'm the landlord.
Okay. That's fine.
Bam, my roommate.
You don't
want
to be my roommate?
Bam,
that's
my
fine.
Landlord. My landlord.
You're a fucking tenant, dude. You're fucking
cheap. Jill, my landlord. C-I-L-L, my landlord.
You are one.
Lord Bam.
Okay, so Chad, Landlord listen to this. Bam. Yesterday.
You have to call him Lord Bam.
Yesterday.
Master Bam.
Yesterday, I went on a bike ride with Veronica. And we go all the way around.
Is this the Archies?
Is this just Rag on Cleveland
Yeah,
Day?
Yeah, it is Rag on Cleveland Day. So I see Cleveland. He's biking too, but he's coming the opposite way. He's walking, holding the bike, going on a downhill. I'm like, Cleveland, why would you walk on a downhill?
I was tired.
If it's a bike.
No.
Yeah, but a bike, so all you have to easier. Do is sit on it.
No. That bike
so what does
sucked.
He do? So what does he do? I'm like, why are you walking on a downhill, dude? And then he sits on the bike. Both tires are flat.
And because I'm a fat guy, I popped, right?
You can't, yeah, you can't even work out if you wanted to.
Dude, I tried. I took a bike that didn't work, and I still tried. How about that?
I felt so bad, I had to give him my bike, and I walked.
And
the
then
rest.
I rode
I
4
home.
Miles to the corner store and back and got a good ass workout.
Why do you have to bike to a store?
To get a soda.
A soda.
No, not even a soda. I got vitamin water with 0 calories.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right.
I've been dieting hard and working out hard.
I hope you're not pulling a Phil. Phil will say, I'd be like, Phil, why is there a Burger King wrapper in your car? What? I got a dinky little hamburger. Then I'll open up the receipt and it'll say double Whopper with supersized fries. And then I ask if you got a Diet Coke, and no, it's a regular Coke. And then he got another cheeseburger just for safety purposes.
Safety cheeseburger.
But he calls it a dinky little cheeseburger. What? It's a dinky little cheeseburger.
Comparison to Phil, yes.
Yeah, that bike sucks.
Yesterday was fucked up.
I have not.
And then, oh, you do? Okay, hold on. Yesterday, we're outside filming with these new like lipstick cams that
Contour.
Contour cams.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Contour cams. They're like
they just sponsored me.
HD. They're little sneaky little cameras you can stick on anything. They like, film. Like,
they're awesome.
170 degrees wide, and they're HD 1080.
We're filming skate tricks like helmet cam.
Yeah,
and
I saw
then
it
skate
rigged
cam.
Onto like the bottom of the skateboard.
It's
yeah.
awesome,
that
dude.
Fucking badass.
It's really cool.
Yeah, hopefully, I think they're.
Flip and the fucking thing looks sweet.
Yeah, it's awesome. You saw that?
Yeah.
Huh. So when we were filming that, there's 4 gorillas in the backyard.
That was fucking crazy. Size
gorillas?
No, there were
gorillas.
I thought somebody was playing a prank on us.
Like hot, they Italian were? Dudes with muscles?
No. I see these gorillas, and then it's a bunch of kids that snuck onto the property, and then they ran across the field, and they were videotaping, and I just go, get the fuck
I was
off
so
this they property
thought it was
now.
Funny?
Yeah, they thought it would be funny.
They
like,
dressed up as gorillas?
You know what I mean? And then Boof went out and found them. They started running towards the neighbor's
in
house and hates
suit?
Me.
Where
I'm like,
did
I'm
they
like,
get in at?
I'm like, don't. Yeah, they snuck through the neighbor's house. I'm like, you fucking idiots. I'm like, that neighbor hates me, and now the fucking police are going to be called because you kids are assholes. And then Boof went out to talk to him.
In gorilla suit?
They yeah, came from like
not
Ottawa.
Original.
They came from Ottawa, Canada, and aww. And they're the biggest fans of shit. And I felt bad, but like, fuck, if I went to Bon Jovi's house and I snuck on his property in a gorilla outfit, he'd be like, I'm calling the police.
Bon
get
Jovi's
off my
house.
Yeah, right. But what if I was like, but Bon Jovi, I'm your biggest fan. I own all your albums.
Bon Jovi.
I own all your albums, and this is the thanks that I get? He'd be like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, so I buy all your albums, Bon Jovi, and this is the thanks that I get.
Bon Jovi.
You calling the police on me. You're invading my privacy.
Calling them Bon Jovi.
But Bon Jovi, I bought all your albums, John.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Lord Bon Jovi.
Why did we let him over the border with gorilla suits?
Like, there's a fence across the whole fucking property.
Yeah,
that shouldn't that say, I don't want you in?
Yeah.
Those gorilla suits got snuck in here.
Even I'll get it. People hang out by the gate and wait until it opens.
They
and
came
sneak
and committed
in.
A crime.
It's insane.
Well, I went to Canada and did that. They'd never let me back there. And there were so many pretty girls there. That would be such a shame.
True.
Oh, man. Travesty.
Would be. But what do you do? You know, you're not going to get any twizzy because you just took a shit.
I want to play Pantyhose Porn Shop by Narkill.
took a shit.
Cleveland
did not.
Shit.
Cleveland takes shit.
Can I sing along to it, Chaz?
If you want.
I do want.
Cleveland takes shits.
Cleveland takes shits on Twitter.
Radio Bam, Cleveland takes shits.
Hey there! Grandpa! Grandpa! Someone took my undies! Steak off my plate on my dinner table and fucking in my ass. Must have been someone I hate. Must have been medium well done on my first date. Yep. Ding. I spit in my spittoon and I shoot a load of geese on my spoon and I serve it to your wife and fuck the groom. Yep. I'm doing it in my room. Pantyhose porn shop. Looking at my liver lamb chops. Taking shit. Damn, damn. Ain't no bullet, man. Hillbilly with a big bale of hay in my asshole today. Must have been gay. Got stuck for a second. I reckon must have been plenty of time for me to get there. Beckon, I reckon, and I shit stained shit on my pants. And if you wanna see me, whatever I said don't matter. Just serve up my top tenderloin on a platter. And if my balls got shit in them, splatter me on the side of your house. Don't matter, mate. Tip a ting, Billy Billy Bob. Shit my shit like a Lincoln Logan. If Abe Lincoln's house was built of stone, well, I'll fuck your ass and I'll make it glow so I can fuck it again. Here, Willie Hill Ho. Watch this shit like you don't what? No, I don't ever look close enough to find who. My drawers, not you, cause no one was there.
Cleveland.
Just took my cornhole corn splattered in my fucking face and shaved all my pubic fucking hair. Watch me fight a grizzly bear. First thing I do is rip off his pants and suck out his goo. Yeah, and a beehive. Woo, a beehive. Get behind a wild lion. Fuck his ass. Show him how you're the fucking master. Roll around the grass with Betty Man 2. Punch him in the face and kick him one or two times in the jaw. Like that bitch never saw the high pitch fork up your ball. Nobody knows how to shave a fucking beard. Ain't blinking his queer. Woo! What a fucking fire alarm. Seen one dude with two arms.
That's it, I guess.
Well, I've never heard that song.
You haven't?
I don't think I've ever heard this
CD. Do you have any more Narc
Hills? Jesse probably
did. I did the guitar on that.
Really? Never, I try not to listen to CKY side projects.
Ooh. It's not considered a side project.
It's a real band. It's Narc Hill. That's true.
I thought CKY was just a side project.
You're not a real
actually,
band.
Actually, CKY was Narc Hill in Haggard.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody from CKY is Narc Hill.
Could we play another Narc Hill?
With Deco on.
What year?
Sure, man. I have. Well, I put Mustard Man in.
How about Beast Man Skeletor?
I'd have to import it.
Well, that's track one
from Japan.
Who?
You want me to import it?
Yeah, man.
Well, you're gonna have to tell a story then.
I will. Me playing tennis at fucking Poughkeepsie. This is bullshit.
When
the tennis fence was locked.
Why?
So exactly why? So I hop the fence, and I start playing
pancakes.
Tennis like a normal person.
Yeah.
And the dude pulls up. He's like, "You get out of there right now!" I'm like, "What? I'm playing tennis." He's like, "The gate's locked." I'm like, "Well, why is it locked? I'm simply playing tennis. I'm not doing anything
that
I shouldn't
much time
be."
On his hands.
He's like, "Well, do you have a key?" I'm like, "Why would I have a key?" He's like, "Well, you need to get a key from Poughkeepsie." I'm like, "I live in Poughkeepsie." I'm like, and then after a while, I was like, "Dude, you need to get fucking laid or something, man."
Seriously, why do you care so
yeah,
much?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Why can't I play tennis?
Yeah.
I'm not harming anybody. Why would it be even locked in the fucking first place?
Who was he? Did he like
he's like a township
for the park
dude. It doesn't make sense.
Tell him you're on a tennis team.
I'm on a tennis team and I need to practice.
The Cops and Tigers.
I said he needed to get laid and then he actually goes, "You're right, I do need to get laid."
Well, now you know.
So now you know.
Yeah. Novak needs to get laid.
Did you visit Novak?
Dude. Novak's fat.
He really let himself go.
You're
fat.
Just used to him fucking sick.
No.
That's what he gets for making fun of me all the time.
What do you mean fat?
Like, Karma's a bitch.
Like, not Cleveland fat, but close.
Well, that means he's healthy.
Dude, like, I'm trying to...
He can't be fat. He's like just Novak without drugs.
He's round. I saw him.
Dude,
he's rounded out.
He looks bloated.
That's what you look like when you're not on dope anymore.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happened to me. That's where I gained all the weight that I gained.
No,
and
I thought it was
a
car accident.
And a car accident. Happened simultaneously.
He sounds good, though, right?
What's he looking like? He's got a beard, I heard.
He has a beard like Ryan Dunn. His hair's down to his shoulders. He looks like fucking Grizzly Adams. but and fat.
What color suit is he wearing?
A blue one.
Blue. It used to be red. Now it's blue. Yeah. It means he's in out in public or whatever.
Yeah.
He's in a blue public prison suit.
I was talking to my visitor in jail yesterday, and he said, he's on the top bunk, and the dude below, this black dude, he just hears, he goes, yo, man, you jerking off up there, man. He's like, yeah. He's like, yo, man, you can't be doing that here.
Oh, hell
man,
no.
I feel a certain way about this, man.
I don't know, man. That needs to be some Mission Impossible. Well,
shit,
I know about all that.
I feel a certain way.
Man, you're jerking off with, man, I feel a certain way about that, man.
I feel some type of way about that, man.
I have a feeling
that's
about
his
that.
New Sally?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
I forgot.
That's long.
Stop. My name's I. I forgot.
Yeah.
You're simple.
Quick.
So how about this?
How about that?
I pull up with Louie to get the Porsche, and and me and Louie were like waiting for the Lambo at the auto body shop. And Faulkner, which is a car dealership, they that's my first girlfriend. Her dad is the boss there. So I'm sitting there with my ass out, like my ass is out, and I'm sticking it out, and I'm walking like a retard, being an idiot, just to make Louie laugh because we're waiting for the Lambo. So who comes out? Michelle Morrison, my first girlfriend. I haven't seen her for ten fucking years, and here she sees me like this.
With my ass cracks hanging out, sticking out,
and I'm walking like a retarded person.
You can tell she's thinking, he hasn't fucking changed one bit.
I know.
Still, oh, it really was like 20 minutes of Bam doing different walks. And
10 years goes by, and the first thing she sees is me walking like a retard.
This is the only girl that truly broke your heart, right?
Yeah.
That Michelle.
Yep.
Yeah,
I was so late with the Mission Impossible movies.
Day late and dollar short on that one, pal.
Oh, it was so fucking good.
Can we play Beastman Skeletor?
Yeah.
Can I sing along?
Beastman!
Where are you getting this music from, Chaz?
He's had some great sound effects lately.
The intranet.
It's great.
What else you got? You got a siren?
Got your mom.
You ready to go to Montreal today, Lawrence?
Let's do it, man.
Cleveland, you coming?
I'd love to come. Well, I'm never invited anywhere. You never invite me. I don't have a passport, so I don't know if I'd be able to.
You don't have a fucking passport? What's wrong with you?
I need to get it. Oh, I have one, but it's fucking
You've never
it's,
been
it's
to
expired.
Mexico or Canada?
I was just in Mexico, but all I needed was my birth certificate.
Mm, birth.
Birth.
My birth
I think you need a passport well, even would for
I be,
Mexico.
We're going to Montreal. I'm picking up the singer from Agonist, Elisa, and we're going to 30 Seconds to Mars concert, and they're filming their new music video, and everybody
wanna go.
Everybody's gonna be a zombie in it.
That
they're he's having the whole fucking concert. It's like 10,000 people. He's having all of them go outside and walk like zombies in the street.
No way.
So glad I didn't go.
You didn't. We didn't leave yet.
There's gonna be a lot of chicks there.
Well, in
man.
The future we did.
Why don't you just sit on the side and smoke a cigarette and watch?
In the future we left, and I didn't go.
It's going to be salsa.
If I had my passport, I'd definitely.
Chicks. Just
yeah,
chicks,
I know.
I have a simple joke for you, Chad.
Yep.
Bartender says, we don't serve time travelers here. Guy walks into a bar. You like that?
That's pretty good. Oh, yeah.
So stupid.
I like it.
Yeah.
I know some jokes, but I tell them bad.
It's a pretty nice town. In my town, we only have one bar. Boo. But it's 4 miles longer. Yay! Yeah. In my town, girls wear skirts down to their ankles. Boo. But they start at their knees. Yay!
I got skeleton.
All right, let's do it. Beastman Skeletor, Narkill, Raider Band.
Cleveland take shit.
Who's that?
Knock it out of here. You fool, get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. You ready? You goddamn better believe it. Then take your drawers off and work your legs. Open your ass up like a keg. Let me tap it. I must have it.
You are mine. I'll drink your ass like wine, and when semen pours all over your head, you know you must be dead.
Skeletor, I know you groove and shake it so damn good. And when you come on through my hood, I'll give you a piece of wine.
You furry fool, I know, and I will not disagree. But there's one thing we don't like, and it starts with he. Man, oh no, I don't know which way to run or turn.
Don't worry, Skeletor, your pants on fire. My cock will burn, my cock's on fire. For more dick! You know, Skeletor,
yes, my head is so damn thick like yours. No brain inside, just a lot of fucking fur. And if I ripped it off, you'd find a boy and call him her, right?
No, Skeletor, that's not what I'd do. I'd bend you over and shoot chocolate goo in your asshole. Let me lie.
Let me tell the truth. Now, who are you?
I don't know.
Let's take it true. Yeah, shake your ass. Come on, beast man. Take your furry fur off.
I can't, it's made of fur.
Bitch, well then, whack me off. Grab your hairy palms.
Hairy, hairy indeed. They're hairy as fuck.
Rake some leaves.
Now, whatever you need. Now we're drunk. We'll be in jail. But I'll rape you, master.
It never fails. He's always got my ass on his mind. And it's short back. And when he waxes me, he waxes all night long. And that is that. Now, beast man, what do you know about taking off your clothes? You're just a slut from down below in Castle Grayskull. Come on.
Ah, Skeletor, I saved my legs for you tonight. And if you see my cock, I hope you go and fight. Skeletor, you made me do some coke. I'm a bald iron, it's no joke.
Ah, furry fool, break dance. Take off your furry pants. Take off your high heels and put them in your ass. Now somebody is tiptoeing and someone just came in. And someone's pretty fat.
Cleaver.
Beastman's pretty thin. No, no,
I've got AIDS.
Beastman AIDS, and I'll spread it into every good boy and girl today. Watch me give you cum stains in your fucking jars.
Beastman, watch your mouth. We don't need that language anymore.
Lost out, huh? Don't you want to see me working now?
Beastman, Tom Howe, you're gonna get my ass and plow. Now stick your cock inside, like Greg Young fucking said.
That faggot fucking douchebag only knows how to give head. Two men in bed, his face is getting red. Listen to everything I fucking say.
Beastman, do you know how to end a song?
Oh, yeah. That's Nar Kill Beastman Skeletor.
Fuck, so you played the keys on that?
Mm-hmm.
That was real nice.
And then Murray took a keyboard and blew it up in Australia.
Did he blow it up?
Yeah, but he bought a new one.
Was it mine?
Yeah, I think so.
Sweet.
He replaced it. But Jess says it's his.
It's what?
He says it's his.
Is he
swears
high on
that
drugs?
It's yours.
I bought it.
It's fucking hilarious because you both claim it's yours.
I bought it with my own hand. With my own fucking bare hand, I bought it.
Well, Jesse says he is sure it's his.
Dude.
It's his synthesizer.
Could you call up Jesse, please?
No, he said you bought a silver one, the blue one he bought.
I returned it.
I remember it.
I bought a silver Triton,
yeah.
And it was too hard for me to figure out, so I drove in with my bare fucking hand, and I returned it.
But the Korg MS-2000.
So I came out with a Korg, and I know it for a fact because I did it, and Jimmy Pop told me to buy it.
Oh, well, we used that on our record, too, but Jess said it was his.
What is he high? Can you call him?
I could, but he don't answer his phone.
Well, let's just give it a try.
It immediately goes to voicemail.
I'll have Phil pull up credit card statements.
Call his home phone.
Gay Pride is May 14th. Just letting you know.
Oh, sweet.
That's what somebody just texted me.
Can you play this?
What is it?
Separate Turners. I'm going to try to get a hold of Jesse.
Okay, good luck. You'll have a better job. I think when it rings with my name, it just goes right to voicemail. I think he's got it set up again. Because I know if Kelly calls, he answers. I've seen him.
I'm getting my phone.
I see you, motherfucker.
Wait, what track?
Track 5.
Okay.
Separate.
I see you, motherfucker.
Radio Bam, Sirius 28.
Cleveland XM Shits.
52.
Oh, my God, let it go.
Like a shit. We'll be right back.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it off, Faction.
Radio Bam, Series 28, Faction. That was Separate Turnus, and now we're signing off, and Chad's going to end it here with production.
Am I?
Yeah.
What? Well, production was over the other night, and everybody's pretty wasted. Remember, he was trying to rap. He raps.
Let's hear. Was it good or bad?
I don't remember. I was pretty wasted too, but
let's find out.
Maybe not. I think it was good.
I don't even remember. I got thrown.
You don't remember? You were sitting right here. Remember, he was trying to prove that he could rap
better than Yelawolf.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I do remember now.
Okay. Let's hear it.
All right.
Yellow Wolf's the man.
Radio Bam.
Yellow Wolf.
Cleveland Shits.
Radio Bam.
We're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Hey, this is Freestyle. Hey. Hey, girl, you walked in. Hi. Hi. The stairs are over to the left. Not to the best.
Our what track?
Well, it plays track 3 just to prove a point. This is freestyle.
I'll let you do 2 songs.
Well, track 3 is a freestyle. So just put it. I ain't doing nothing.
Oh,
I'm just
man.
On here.
You need some water?
Kind of, yeah. I mean.
All right, give him some water. Yeah, I do. It's his. All right, let me just test the beat. All right, I'm testing.
This no, 4.
See?
Oh, yeah, 4. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Freestyle. Freestyle.
To the demons of left. If you don't know what that means, it means I'm eating the ass and a little nicotine when I'm feeling so stressed, and a little bit of weed and it keeps me in check.
Whoa.
If you don't know that Curtis got it, then you heard off the herb that I spit psychotic. I beer bung ever clear but only sip hypnotic, and too much alcohol make me sick and vomit. Wow, motherfucker, how you like me now? 2 for flinch and you can't psych me out. This is freestyle, I ain't write it down. And in the Northeast they all like me now. Like yeah, you know it's production. Be hitting hard, it's cause a concussion. Rabbit out for retard.
Oh, why did you make me play that if you weren't gonna rap? You already rapped.
Yeah, but it wasn't
you
a
rapped,
beat. It wasn't a beat.
I said what track? You said 4. That's 4.
Yeah.
You're like yeah.
Yeah,
like,
that was a freestyle.
Shit.
No shit.
You were gonna live rap.
No, I never said anything like that.
What are you doing here? Why did I say put a mic on?
I don't know. You said put a mic
okay,
on.
Okay, so we're just checking your track out.
I just said, you're listen
like,
to
like,
what I said and listen to what Yellow Wolf
freestyle.
Said. Yeah, exactly.
Nah,
all right.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne, me and Lil Wayne, go. Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
You,
go to the next one.
You,
go to the next one.
Wait.
Go to the next
wait.
One. I got it.
I want to know if you're fucking going to rap or not.
I'll rap with it. But of course wait. I recorded it. No.
Yeah, but the point
beat.
Is we're in the room with you.
All right,
and nobody
fine.
Gives a shit to sit here and listen.
Fine.
To just your old demo or
fine.
Some shit.
Fine.
What year is this?
Fine. This is like 2 days ago.
Okay.
I made this 2 days ago.
Play the song first, and then he'll rap.
Exactly.
All right, tell me the track again. That's
5.
There's no number
5.
Called that.
5.
5. 5.
It's me and Lil Wayne.
Oh, right? Is it?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Yeah, it is.
All right, fine.
5, right? Turn it up. Turn it up. This ain't loud enough, yo. Where we from? Check this out. Throw your motherfucking Philly hats in the sky too. Every code that is known as a 215. I got a flow, burn hotter than drone. Doubt me, South Street, I'm eating a gyro. No place you can't go, place you can't think. Bourbon face on shit street, holding a damn drink. You know what that means? It means New Orleans. I brought the heat to Miami, I got 2 more teams. Smoke a fatty Cincinnati, Big Daddy with the spread shit. Bringing Philly back to life like MMA. Burning a joint in Detroit, eating almost red things. These are a few of my favorite red things. And I'm never gonna stop that. Kris Kringle hanging up his red socks hat. Christian got the Christmas where your red stockings at. Got your skin turning red like your face got slapped. Ow.
Now blood the fuck up. Every day's a gamble, motherfucker, tough enough. And we gon' fuck the world to that bitch busting up. I can't tell you what's good, but I can tell you what's what. And that's bees up, hoes down. Looking in the mirror, I'm nowhere to be found. Blood, I'm a dog, call me a bloodhound. Throwing blood in the air, leave blood on the ground. I'm a Deadpool in a red pool off a Red Bull. Think I'm old news, or I'm pro with the Pro Tools. I ain't versatile, y'all can assume. I have everyone on auto-tune with autoimmune. I turn a fucking ballroom to an autumn at noon. Slow it down, speed it up so you can hear what I said. Mean the trees look dead and the leaves are red. Take heed and spread like a disease with eggs. Ugh. So I don't need a mention rival. Have them on the ground, make them bleed like a menstrual cycle. Faggots at a dead loss, cut your fucking head off. Leave a medic bleeding for a reason, he works for Red Cross. Cause it's
just enough wool. Run the rug back from your recipe pool. Think it's over, here's a clue. It's all second guess my team. Mother Philly Rocktober, we walking the fucking Red Sea.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORNBAG.